Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second, the center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Cranepool moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Cranepool moves to third. Grote moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Little now playing right field. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Grote hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for John Matlack. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manghul. Milan reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman. White reaches second base with a double. There goes Manghul trying to get to home. Kingman throws the ball into Milan, who relays the ball to Grote, who tags Manghul, who came all the way from first, for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murray now pitching. Mike Phillips pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Joe Torre pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to third for the out. Hodges moves to second. One out. Leon Brown pinch runs for Joe Torre. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Little. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Hodges scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Ron Hodges now catching. Leon Brown now playing left field. Ken Sanders now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.